Save big money on protecting your garden now at Menards. Messina's Animal Stopper is a liquid repellent that prevents animals from damaging your garden. Available in a convenient, ready-to-use bottle. It lasts for up to 30 days, regardless of weather and watering. Save big money on Messina's Animal Stopper at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of, 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.
The Share Pickers Podcast.
And joining me on the podcast and on video, it's Mark Browning, CEO of Zinc Media. Z-I-N is ticker there. Mark, thanks for joining me.
Thanks very much for having me.
And if you're watching on video, you've got to check out Mark's background. It's very impressive. Is that real or is it made up?
That's real.
Wow, that's good. That's nice.
If you just walk in, but you won't see anyone walk in because the way we put the camera up, but that is our office.
Wow. That's good. It's zinc in rainbow colours there. Worth checking out. But results for the year ended the 31st December 2023. And I said I focus largely on microcaps, and I sort of define that as below 100 million market cap. And there's companies are struggling. There's not much growth out there, which is, you know, different to what you've put out today. I'll share the screen here if you wanted it. But take us through some of these results, if you could, Mark.
Well, we're very pleased. I mean, the revenue is up to 40 million. That's a 34% increase and ahead of the market expectations that we put out there. Gross margins doing very well as well, up to 39. So they're growing. I mean, it's... Every metric is up, everything for us. EBITDA now at 1 million, the highest for 13 years, again, in line with expectations. Cash up at year end, 5 million up from 3.6, up again today at just under 6 million. And organic growth, the one that we all know is the most, in some senses, the most valuable type of growth, up nearly 20% in television. And we've had the full year contribution of The Edge to drive our top line performance. And 80% of our customers are coming back. And so that number is the same as it was in 2022. So in terms of revenue quality, mm-hmm. I think that evidences the quality. Yeah. So look, I mean, it is a good set of results in what has been, 23 was a very, very difficult market for many companies, especially TV companies. But we have a small market share. We have 2% of the UK television production market share. And I keep saying, I say internally to the team as well, when they think, oh, it's very tough out there. It is tough out there. But when you have a small share, you can grow, as we've demonstrated.
Yeah, exactly. And explain where what you're in. For people not familiar with Zinc Media, I'll put the website for people on the video there. But explain what areas of the industry you're in, please, if you could, Mark.
Well, we are anchored in television. But our business is 60% television programs. And 40% content for brands and businesses. But everything we do is about life. We're a factual storytelling company, and we do it on screen. So we might get access, as we have done, to the US military to film the real Top Gun. We might get access to document complex issues in life. In the same way, in our content for brands and businesses, we may be working with PwC, or we may be working with a commercial production company in Qatar. So we are storytellers. We are in unscripted storytelling, i.e. we're not yet in drama or we're not yet in entertainment, but we make stories and we do them with trust and we do them with quality. And we do that across the whole range. And everything ultimately sits on the same platform within Zinc. So if you're making a corporate film or a brand film or a learning film or a commercial, an advert, or you're making a factual documentary, or you're doing Putin versus the West for the BBC, or Baal Babe, or Bargain Loving Brits, it all sits on the same platform of expertise, i.e. a camera goes out and films with people, and that footage comes back and gets made into a story.
Yeah, I would urge people to go to your website, because right now, if you're watching this on video, you can see some of the clips and highlights from some of the shows you've made, and they are phenomenal. Just everything, the stories, like you say, the storytelling, but the way they're filmed, and even worth checking out, I mean, your final results highlights video reel there. It's very good, that. Well, check that out. So, yeah, it's lovely to watch. It's one of the best websites of companies I've looked at on AIM. You go there and you're transfixed for about, you know, 5-10 minutes watching videos. Nice. It explains the story very well. But I tell you what's encouraging about this is my website, and I've got the MicroCap League, right, where I sort of list, you know, top 100 companies and based on growth, value, momentum. And what's nice here, broker target 163. Now we are at 78 pence. That's 108% upside here. Market cap 17 million. Enterprise value 16. Of course, that means we have more cash than debt. But what's nice here? I mean, you are a little illiquid. And I suppose that's down to AIM at the moment. And we were talking just before we came on. And I think it's 34 or 36 months now of outflow from, you know, the markets and brokers. And of course, you have to have asset managers have to, because of redemptions, have to, you know, ease. So I think liquidity is down to that pretty much. But operating cash flow, 3 million, free cash flow of 2.6 pretty much. Growth, look at that. And I'm looking, I look at analyze companies every day on the AIM market. And it's very hard to find growth at the moment. A lot of companies are struggling. But half year, 68%. Full year, 34%. Every metric pretty much has gone up. And you are scoring top line and growth. And this is very good. Value, price of sales, 0.4. Price free cash flow, 7. Health is good. Efficiency, 40% margins. The issue, like I said, is momentum pretty much. And that's, I don't think it's largely down to you. It's down to the market. And what's your thoughts on the AIM market at the moment, Mark?
Well, it's completely underperformed. There's no two ways about it. And for all the reasons you've just said. And that is exaggerated at the smaller end because, you know, interest rates have been high suddenly. So, you know, there are other ways of making big returns on money, which is more guaranteed. But that, I think, is changing. So I expect money to come back into companies like ours. And yeah, there have been some, you know, we have a very rich shareholder base of large institutional investors that takes up 70% of our base. Plus then there are employees. So in terms of the proportion that where liquidity, and they're all, you know, everyone's in that for the medium to long-term return. We're not buying and selling out of our stock. So where people are buying and selling, where the liquidity is typically in less than 10% of our register.
Yeah.
And that's one of the challenges, right? But that will improve over time. It's also one of the reasons why our stock has held up against media peer group. You know, you don't have to go far to see media stocks down significantly. So the liquidity is the issue, but that's also the opportunity as we tell our story and as confidence returns to the wider market. But look at valuations too. I mean, your valuation, I think, looks at FY23.
Yeah.
And now we're in FY24. Our valuation is closer, as we sit here today, closer to a sort of somewhere in the 8% range.
So EBITDA will be dropping down to 7, and on target. So it's very good. I mean,
But if you look at our peer group, mm-hmm. I think the average of peer group under 100 million is something like 12 times.
Yeah.
So, you know, on our revenue, we're vastly undervalued. Arguably, we have been in 23 overvalued on EBITDA, but against 24 and 25, we're starting to look quite tasty.
Yeah, well, that's the point. I mean, do you know, I keep an eye on fund managers, asset managers, when their reports come out, and you are seeing an improvement. You know, they're saying, you know, it's 34 months of outflow. That now, pretty much, the outflow is slowed right down to a trickle, and I think the markets have rallied from the lows of October last year. you know, people tend to come back in, and hopefully that'll help AIM a lot. There's been a lot of talk. I mean, it's a natural function of the market. A lot of talk about, you know, AIM, will it survive? And I think, yeah, of course it will. It's just part of the market. You know, it's a tough time. We've had one of the longest bear markets I can ever remember. It's been longer than the Great Financial Crash. You know, AIM All Share is down 49%, and that's including the winners. So that's a huge drop off. And it's been over, well, close to over 900 days now since the high of September.
Yeah, I think that's I think that's an absolutely critical point, Justin, to be honest. You look at AIM All Share and you see that number, and then you look at the performance of zinc within that.
Yeah,
it's doing okay.
Yeah,
and the upside opportunity. I think we're weighted towards the upside now. So that's what people have to consider on their own.
Absolutely. Well, take us through. I've got on the page here. I've got the outlook, and you're quite bullish on the outlook for 2024. Yeah.
Well, you know, notwithstanding the market in television is still sluggish. But we are starting to talk about, as a sector, the signs of optimism for the back end of this year and into 25. From our perspective with zinc, the key things that I look at and that investors look at are, where are we in our booked revenue compared to last year? So this time last year, across what we had booked and what we call highly advanced, which is business that we expect to land in this year, it's in business affairs or contracting stage. The combined number last year was 32 million. The combined number this year is 32 million. We had slightly more ahead booked last year, but only a couple of million quid. So that's just a phasing issue that could drop tomorrow. But the headline number is the same. So I would then look back and go, what did zinc do last year? Oh, I did 40 million. What's expected to do this year? Broadly the same, 41. So that tells me that we're in a good place.
Yeah.
And then you look at the profitability coming through, and we talk about the drag on profitability last year as we were in a heavy growth phase, and they start to unwind so we can get that profitability coming through this year as those new businesses, remember some of them only launched last year and they were bringing revenue into the year. This year they'll drive through the bottom line and give us profits, which is why, you know, we can believe in our forecast as things stand today. And we've released FY25, our brokers have, into the market, FY25 guidance. So investors should look at that. And that sees further profit growth and modest top line growth. We've obviously been on a very strong top line growth recently, and it's now coming through to EBITDA. And look at cash, as you pointed out. And cash we've reported today at just under 6 million.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's it. In this day and age, it's gone from like 3.6 to 4.9 pretty much for the year. So it's looking very good.
And 5.9 as of today.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, exactly. Generating cash. It's nice. That's the most important thing. Cash is like blood to a human. You've got to have it. And if you're generating it, it's very good. Mark, it's very good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Justin.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.